I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Wildfires continue to rage across the West, creating a lot of smoke in the region. A team of scientists is taking a deeper look into how that smoke is affecting our atmosphere. Carly Huckles reports the research involves a converted military transport aircraft.
Right now, the aircraft is flying downwind from fires in Boise, Idaho. The scientists are looking at the chemistry of wildfire smoke and its impact on areas like air quality, weather, and climate. Colorado State University's Emily Fisher is a lead scientist on the project.
What's different about our field campaign is we're trying to generate statistics. So we're trying to sample the smoke under a lot of different environmental conditions repeatedly, so we have a full picture of the chemistry of the smoke. Because without that, you really can't improve either air quality forecasts or storm forecasts.
The team will continue their flights in Boise until the end of August. The aircraft returns to Colorado in September. Fisher says at that point, graduate students will lead flights around the Front Range. The team will continue to collect data to understand how the smoke is impacting our atmosphere. I'm Carly Huckles.
Repairs are set to start on a sinkhole in Manitou Springs that led to the closure of one of the city's main streets. Mayor Ken Jure released a statement yesterday saying the Colorado Department of Transportation will start bringing equipment to the town today. The sinkhole formed after flash flooding last month when water washed out the Ruxton Creek culvert, which runs beneath Manitou Avenue. Jure said he hopes work will be completed no later than September 21st. This is KRCC News.